Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. You know, I don't think I'm alone with this. Now, if you went to a big school, just a quick diversion from the baseball stuff. We'll get back to it. Promise. So I didn't go to a big college. I went to a smaller school, Marist. Some of you know that. Grew up here, so there was no college football. Yeah, Syracuse, obviously up there, whatever. But, you know, Fordham, respect what they've done. Great history, especially back in the day. You know, Stony Brook. I know that some of these teams have programs, but college football growing up for me was, you know, watching Ohio State, even Army for a minute. I remember them being on TV a lot. Respect to them up there in the Hudson Valley. Love the cadets, the Black Knights of the Hudson Valley. But it was always, you know, who's playing? Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Ohio State, USC, right? Michigan. So, and then, you know, for me, I latched onto it. I'm like, all right, I wasn't into it when I was young, and I got really into it. And some of the markets I worked, earlier when I was just cracking the business, working in Michigan, you know, being around Michigan State, being around the Big Ten, I really enjoyed it, and I got into it. And it's funny, I just went to CBSSports.com. That's the vehicle that we use for my buddy's fantasy baseball league. So I went to check on something for a waiver move I might make, whatever. Boy, I just sounded like Evan, didn't I? And, you know, they have on the homepage, CBSSports.com, a bunch of college football stuff. I couldn't be less interested. I mean, does anybody care about college football the way they used to? And again, I preface all that with, if you went to one of these schools, that's obviously different. I mean, who the hell knows any players because of the transfer portal? I don't begrudge them for getting paid. They should be. I've always had their backs with that because they were getting, you know, exploited and these, you know, school presidents and, you know, money hand over fist, and everybody was, they were abusing the system. The kids were getting exploited, and I've never been a fan of that. But it is a turnoff to an extent when every transfer is about this guy, you know, this school's giving me a million more. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke, man. You know, who's going where? Who's leaving after two games? Who's not playing in the bowl games? College football to me, and college basketball too, to be fair, but because I still love the Big East and I still do St. John's, but that's changed tremendously. It's unrecognizable. How do you get juiced up about outside of betting and outside of, you know, some of the most amazing venues, like, you know, and just having football to watch, which is better than not. But how do you, and this is a serious question, how do you maintain the same energy that you once had for the sport? I'm incapable of it. At least I admit it to you. I don't care. Don't care. Now, Hoff left the room. I was going to administer a little trivia question, which, by the way, I would probably fail as well if somebody asked me on the spot. Like, you look at the Big Ten conference, you know, the regular teams, like, you almost forget UCLA's in the Big Ten. Oh, my God. USC is in the Big Ten. Oregon. What a joke. The Washington Huskies. I don't know. I just don't get it. I can't relate to it anymore. Now, what I do, hey, Hop, pop open your mic for that. I got to ask something. What I still do, and I'll always do this because it's important for you and for me to do my job, like, I'm following mocks, I'm following the top players. That I definitely do. Like, if I was just on CBSSports.com, I saw some college football articles, right? Now, growing up here, there's no team to root for, so it's different. We're more college basketball, right? At least when many of you were younger. How do you get the juice that you once had for college football with everything that's happened between the portal, NIL, conference realignment? Like, college football's dead.
Yeah, I never had juice to begin with, so, and now it's killing it even more.
Right?
Honestly, there's nothing to it, dude.
Nothing.
Listen, I enjoy the fact that kids may stay longer now. because they don't have to rush out. The same thing with like basketball. Like, hey, you actually don't have to rush out of college, so maybe you could build more of a name and stuff like that.
Well, what you could think about this: if you're like a fringe draft pick, say I'll take basketball, right? Because I'm more familiar with that. You're a fringe draft pick, and you know maybe late first round, maybe you're not sure, and you know maybe the best you could do is a two-way contract with the G League, right? Hey, stay on campus, get $500,000, you know, score 20 points a game, and you know, so you're actually making more money. So you do stay a little longer. That's not bad, but everything else stinks.
Yeah. No,
Oh my God.
I'm not interested.
Quick trivia question for you. Or a little quiz. What conference is USC in?
Big Ten?
He got it right. Wow. You heard me saying that outside.
Yes.
Oh, you suck.
Otherwise, I had no idea.
You had no idea, right?
No.
I know. Me neither. It is. And I'm not trying to be a downer here, but I mean, I used to love this sport. I used to stay. Listen, I was also betting more, to be honest with you. But I mean, you start like the Big Ten starts at noon. You know, you find four or five early games you sink your teeth into. You know, now I'm always at a field. I'm coaching. I have kids. It's differently. I don't want to be in the house. I want to be out with them, which I am every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But man, you start getting those bets in at 9 a.m, right? You start, you watch the Big Ten, then you get to like the SEC on CBS at 3:30, Bama, you know, Georgia, Tennessee when they're good, when they were really good. And you just go right up to like, yeah, I mean, you might have a dime on UNLV or Hawaii. I mean, it's literally 12 hours. So, but if you strip away the gambling, what is there? It's not salvageable. You can never go back to what it was. And I understand things evolve, and I use the word romanticize a lot. Like, trust me, it wasn't perfect back then. People were cheating. Kids were juicing on steroids. It hasn't been amateur for, oh God, who knows how long. Everybody's a crook at the end of the day. But I just don't get it. Like, I respect it if you still walk around and you're a fervent college football fan. I just don't care.